Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Rabid Dogs, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1: The Badge and the Blood. I can still hear the sound of his scream. It cuts through my mind like a blade every time I close my eyes. A sound I never should have heard, a sound that shouldn't have come from my own partner. But that's how fast things go to hell. One second, you think you're in control, and the next, you're standing in a pool of blood, wondering how it all went so fucking wrong. Let me back up. My name's Ethan Calloway, K-9 officer for the Metro PD. 15 years on the force. Spent most of those years convincing myself I was making a difference. At first, I was the kind of cop you could put on a poster, clean-cut by the book, full of that bullshit optimism they drill into you at the academy. The badge meant something to me. I thought if I played by the rules, I could actually make the world a better place. But you know what happens to guys like that? They get laughed at, stepped on, spit out by a system that doesn't give a shit about truth or justice. It didn't take long for me to realize the law was just a game, and the people we were supposed to be locking up, they were the ones who knew how to play it best. I watched murderers walk free on technicalities. Watched drug dealers slip through the cracks because some scumbag lawyer knew how to twist a loophole. I busted my ass every day, only to watch the scum of the city keep winning. And the good people? The ones we were supposed to be protecting? They were the ones getting fucked. So I changed the rules. Planted evidence on the ones I knew were guilty. Tweaked reports to make sure the courts had no choice but to lock them up. Some people might call that dirty. But me? I call it getting the job done. I call it justice. And Diesel, he was my right hand in it all. I trained him from a pup. Best damn K-9 unit this city had ever seen. He was fast, smart, relentless. When he had a scent, he didn't let up. We had a system. I pointed him in the right direction, and he made sure we found exactly what we needed to take a bastard down. A gun. A stash of coke. A bloody knife someone swore they'd never touched. If Diesel found it, no one questioned it. And then, just when I thought I had everything figured out, Tyler Grayson came along. Tyler was my new partner, straight out of narcotics. Younger than me by 10 years, still had that fresh-faced idealism I used to have. He was a solid cop, but he didn't have the stomach for reality. He still believed in the system. And that was a fucking problem. I saw it in the way he looked at me when he thought I wasn't paying attention, like he suspected something, like he knew I wasn't playing fair. He never said anything, but I knew it was only a matter of time before he did. And that was the night it all blew up in my face. We were sitting in the squad car outside an auto shop on the east side, watching a bunch of street dealers move product like they weren't even trying to hide it. The DA had been after these guys for months, but every time we tried to bring them in, the charges wouldn't stick. Either the drugs weren't in their hands, or they had some slick lawyer who knew how to poke holes in our case. Tonight, that wasn't going to happen. I had a bag of heroin in my vest pocket, nice and ready to be discovered, in their stash spot. Diesel would do his job, and by morning, those assholes would be in holding cells with no chance of slipping through the cracks. Except Tyler wasn't making this easy. "You ever wonder if we're just making things worse?" he muttered, staring out the windshield. I shot him a look. "What the hell are you talking about?" He shrugged, still watching the dealers. "The way we do things. The way this city works. Feels like no matter how many times we bust these guys, nothing changes." I let out a short laugh. "That's because we're playing a rigged game. These guys know how to work the system. That's why we have to work it harder." He turned to me then, eyes narrowed. "What does that mean?" I smirked. "It means we make sure the bad guys lose." Something flickered in his expression. Doubt, maybe. Discomfort. "Yeah," he said finally, looking away. "I don't know, man." I could feel it then, that shift in the air. He was starting to suspect. Maybe he already knew. Maybe he was waiting for the right moment to turn me in. I pushed the thought down. Deal with it later. Right now, we had work to do. I grabbed Diesel's leash and stepped out of the car. Tyler followed, his hand resting near his holster. We moved in quiet, cutting around the back of the shop. Inside, the dealers were laughing, counting stacks of cash, their product laid out on a metal table. I reached into my vest, fingers brushing the plastic bag of heroin. Just a quick drop into the corner, a subtle kick of Diesel's leash to guide him to it. The perfect setup. But before I could make my move, I heard the scream. Not from a dealer. From Tyler. I spun around, and my blood went cold. Diesel had him on the ground, teeth buried in his arm, growling like a fucking rabid animal. "Diesel! Off!" I shouted. He didn't listen. Tyler was screaming, struggling, his hand reaching for his gun. Blood poured from his arm onto the concrete. And then Diesel lunged. Not for his arm this time. For his throat. I moved without thinking. My gun was up, my finger on the trigger. One shot. The crack echoed through the alley. Diesel yelped. And then everything went quiet. He stumbled back, eyes wide with shock, then collapsed onto the pavement, blood pooling beneath him. Tyler gasped, hands clutching his shredded arm. His eyes met mine, a question in them I couldn't answer. I looked down at Diesel, my best friend, my partner. Dead. Sirens in the distance. Lights flashing. I was fucked. Chapter 2, Blood on My Hands. I sat in the interrogation room, staring at the blood on my hands. Not metaphorically. Literally. Diesel's blood. It had dried in the creases of my fingers, stained beneath my nails, clinging to my skin like it knew I wasn't worthy of being clean. No matter how many times I rubbed my hands against my jeans, the stain wouldn't go away. The room was cold. Fluorescent lights buzzed above, throwing pale light against the walls. No windows. Just four blank walls and a metal table bolted to the floor. A single chair across from me sat empty. But not for long. The door opened, and in walked Sarah Caldwell, the district attorney. I'd always hated her. She hated me right back. We'd been playing tug-of-war for years. Her trying to take down the cops she thought were dirty, me making sure she never had enough to work with. Until now. She took a seat, crossed one leg over the other, and folded her hands in front of her. Her nails were sharp, painted blood red. "You look like shit, Calloway," she said. I didn't respond. She let out a sigh, flipping open the file in front of her. 15 years in the department. K-9 handler. Commendations. A few complaints, but nothing that ever stuck. She smirked. "Until tonight." I clenched my fists under the table. "Tell me what happened," she said, her voice smooth, professional, like we weren't sitting in a room that reeked of sweat and desperation. I looked up at her, meeting her eyes for the first time. "It was an accident." Her expression didn't change. "What kind of accident?" I swallowed, feeling my throat tighten. "Diesel," he turned. Out of nowhere. He went for Tyler. I tried to pull him off, but he wouldn't stop. "So you shot him?" I nodded. "Yeah." She tilted her head slightly. "Why do I get the feeling there's more to it than that?" I said nothing. She sighed again, flipping to another page in the file. "You know Tyler's awake. He's stable. Doctors say he'll make a full recovery." Relief and dread slammed into me at the same time. "Good," I muttered. "Yeah, good." She leaned forward, her voice dropping. "Because he's talking, Calloway. And you know what he's saying." I didn't answer. She smirked. "He's saying this wasn't just some accident. He's saying Diesel was unstable. That you trained him to be violent. That maybe this isn't the first time he's attacked someone." My pulse spiked. "That's bullshit." "Is it?" She raised a brow. "Because I went back through your case files. And you know what I found? A pattern. A lot of the busts you made, a lot of the criminals you put away, had one thing in common." She slid a folder across the table. "They were all taken down with the help of Diesel." I didn't touch the folder. Didn't need to. I knew what was in it. "It's funny, really," she continued, tapping a manicured nail against the table. "A lot of these guys swore up and down that they didn't have drugs on them. That they'd been set up. And every time, the only evidence that proved otherwise was your dog's nose." I clenched my jaw. "Are you accusing me of something?" She leaned back, smirking. "I don't know, Calloway. You tell me. Were these guys lying? Or did Diesel have some help finding all that evidence?" I forced my face to stay neutral. "If you had proof of anything, I'd already be in cuffs." Her smirk widened. "Don't be so sure about that." I felt a slow, creeping dread settle in my gut. Then she dropped the hammer. "The department's cutting you loose." The words slammed into me harder than a bullet. I went stiff, staring at her. "What?" "You heard me. You're on administrative leave, pending investigation. But between you and me, she leaned in. You're done. You just don't know it yet. My breath came slow and steady. Years of training keeping my face blank, my emotions locked down. But inside I was fucking boiling. She wasn't done. And Diesel. She gave me a mock sympathetic look. He's being put down. The words were like ice water down my spine. I gripped the edge of the table. Like hell he is. She shrugged. He attacked an officer. He's a liability. My stomach twisted. No. It wasn't his fault. Something set him off. He wouldn't. I stopped, breathing hard. She just watched me, waiting. I swallowed hard. There's gotta be another way. There isn't. I shook my head. I need to see him. She smirked. Not happening. I pushed up from the table, hands flat against the cold metal. Sarah. The door behind me opened. Two uniformed officers stepped in. Time to go. I turned back to her, breathing hard. This isn't over. Her smile was ice. Oh, I know. The department locked Diesel in a high-security K-9 unit kennel while they prepped for his euthanization. I had 48 hours before they put him down. I wasn't about to let that happen. I spent that night staring at my ceiling, my mind racing. Sleep wasn't an option. Not when I was planning a heist against the very people I used to work with. I wasn't thinking like a cop anymore. I was thinking like the criminals I used to put away. The plan was simple. Get in, get Diesel, and get the hell out. I knew the layout of the K-9 facility like the back of my hand. Security cameras were in fixed positions. Guards rotated shifts every 2 hours. Entry points were limited, but I still had access to one of the back doors for my time on the force. I geared up. Black hoodie, gloves, mask. Shit I never thought I'd be wearing. But desperate times, right? I made my move at midnight. The city was quiet. The facility was mostly dark. I slipped inside through the back, keeping to the shadows. Every step was calculated. Every breath controlled. I made it to the kennels without a hitch. And there he was. Diesel. He was lying on his side, doped up, barely conscious. His eyes flickered open when I whispered his name. Time to go, boy. I unlatched the door. And the alarm went off. Shit. I barely had time to grab him before the whole place lit up like a Christmas tree. Red lights flashed. Voices shouted. I ran. Got as far as the side exit before pain exploded in my shoulder. Gunshot. I hit the pavement, my vision blurring. Through the haze, I saw her. Sarah Caldwell. Gun in hand. Smirking down at me. Told you it'd catch up to you. Chapter 3. A Dog's Justice. Pain roared through my shoulder, hot and searing, but I forced myself to stay conscious. The asphalt beneath me was rough, its cold surface biting through my clothes as I struggled to focus. My breathing was ragged, uneven, but I wasn't dead. Not yet. Diesel lay a few feet away, barely moving, his breathing shallow. And standing over me, with that same self-righteous smirk she always wore, was Sarah Caldwell. Not so tough now, are you, Calloway? She sneered, lowering her gun slightly. I gritted my teeth, every muscle in my body screaming as I fought to push myself up. Blood seeped from my shoulder, pooling beneath me. I could feel it soaking into my hoodie, warm and sticky. I should have known you'd pull some dumb shit like this, she continued, circling me like a shark. Breaking into a government facility? Stealing department property? What was the endgame here? I tried to steady my breathing. My mind was spinning, but I wasn't about to let her see me break. Saving my dog, I spat. She let out a humorless laugh. Your dog is a danger to everyone around him. Just like you. I clenched my fists. You don't know shit. Oh, I know plenty. She crouched down, leveling her gun at my head. You've been dirty for years, Calloway. I could never quite prove it. But now, this, you just handed me everything I need. My jaw tightened. She was right. I had broken into a police facility. I had stolen department property. I had gotten myself shot, for fuck's sake. There was no coming back from this. But none of that mattered. Diesel was still alive. And I wasn't about to let them take him from me. I glanced at my dog. His chest was rising and falling, but barely. He was drugged to hell. If I didn't get him out of here soon, he wasn't going to make it. Caldwell noticed where my eyes went. She followed my gaze, then sighed dramatically. You really don't get it, do you? She muttered. She cocked her gun. I knew what was coming before she even moved. She was going to put Diesel down. Right here. Right in front of me. Time slowed. Adrenaline surged through my veins, dulling the pain in my shoulder. I moved. My left hand snapped up, grabbing her wrist, jerking the gun away just as she fired. The shot went wild, sparking off the pavement. She cursed, stumbling back. I swung my elbow up, catching her in the ribs. She grunted, but she wasn't some delicate flower. She fought back, driving her knee into my wounded shoulder. White-hot pain exploded through me, but I didn't let go. I wrestled the gun from her grip, twisted it, and bang. She gasped. A perfect shot, dead center. She staggered back, staring at me with wide, disbelieving eyes. You fucking bastard, she wheezed. She hit the ground. Hard. For a second, all I could hear was my own heartbeat hammering in my ears. Caldwell was still alive, barely, her breath coming in sharp, shallow gasps. The sirens were getting closer now. I was out of time. I turned to Diesel, hoisting him over my good shoulder with a grunt. Every movement sent bolts of pain through my body, but I pushed through it. I ran. I ran like my life depended on it. Because it did. The city blurred around me as I pushed forward, blood dripping down my arm, my legs screaming for me to stop. But I couldn't. I wouldn't. I ducked into an alley, weaving through the shadows, keeping my head low. I had no plan, no escape route, just a single goal. Get Diesel to safety. Every cop in the city would be looking for me now. My face would be on every bulletin, every news report. Armed and dangerous. Rogue officer. I couldn't go home. I couldn't call anyone. So I did the only thing I could think of. I went to the one person I never thought I'd ask for help. The door creaked open just an inch. A single bloodshot eye stared at me from the gap. The fuck are you doing here? I smirked. Nice to see you too, Manny. Manny Torres was a lot of things, a low-level dealer, a scumbag, a bastard, but he owed me. Big time. He let out a sharp breath, then pulled the door open fully. I stumbled inside, nearly collapsing against the nearest wall. Diesel was still unconscious in my arms. Manny whistled low. Shit, man. You look like hell. Feel like it too, I muttered. His eyes darted to Diesel. And this? They're trying to put him down. Manny snorted. A dog. All this heat over a goddamn dog. I shot him a glare. Not just any dog. Manny held up his hands. All right, no disrespect. I let out a breath. I need a place to lay low. Just for a few hours. Manny hesitated. I could see the gears turning in his head. If he helped me, he was putting himself at risk. But if he turned me away, he knew I'd remember it. Finally, he sighed. Fine, but you owe me for this, Calloway. I nodded. Yeah, I do. I cleaned Diesel's wounds the best I could. He was still out cold, but his breathing was stronger now. My shoulder, though? That was another story. Manny handed me a bottle of cheap whiskey and a needle with thread. Gonna hurt like a bitch, he warned. Yeah, I muttered, taking a swig. Wouldn't be the first time. I gritted my teeth and started stitching. 3 hours later, Diesel woke up. His eyes fluttered open, his pupils dilated. He groaned low in his throat, shifting slightly. I reached out, resting a hand on his head. Easy, boy. His ears twitched, and then, for the first time in hours, he licked my hand. Relief flooded through me. He was still with me. Manny shook his head. You're crazy, man. All this for a fucking dog. I didn't look at him. Just kept my hand on Diesel. He's not just a dog, I murmured. He was my partner. My best friend. The only thing in this world I still gave a shit about. And I'd die before I let them take him. But deep down, I knew one thing. This wasn't over. Not even close. I had one last job to do. One final stand. And I wasn't leaving this city until I burned it all down. Chapter 4, The Last Stand. There was no running anymore. No hiding. No backup. The moment I pulled that trigger and put a bullet in Sarah Caldwell, my fate had been sealed. I had a choice to make. I could try to disappear, live the rest of my life as a hunted man. Or I could take control of how this all ended. And if I was going down, I sure as hell wasn't going down alone. Diesel was still weak, but he was awake, his dark eyes locked onto mine as I pulled the last of the medical tape around my stitched-up shoulder. Every movement was agony, but I gritted my teeth through it. Pain didn't matter anymore. All right, boy, I muttered, running a hand over his head. One last job. He let out a low rumble, something between a growl and a whimper. He knew something was wrong. Knew I wasn't coming back from this. I pushed to my feet, cracking my neck. Manny was sitting across the room, rolling a joint with steady fingers, watching me like I was a ghost walking through his living room. You sure about this, Calloway? He asked, flicking his lighter. You could still run. Get out of the country. I snorted. You really think I'd make it past the fucking airport? He shrugged. could try Mexico, or go deep in the swamps, pull a full-on ghost routine. I shook my head. I'm not built for running. Manny let out a breath, exhaling smoke. Then what's the play? I rolled my injured shoulder, testing how much mobility I had left. Not much, but enough. I'm gonna bury every motherfucker that put me in this spot, I said simply. Manny's brows shot up. You're talking about the department? Not all of them, I admitted. Just the ones who let this happen. The ones who knew the game was rigged, but still let me take the fall. I turned to Diesel. He was watching me intently, ears perked, body tense despite the drugs still working through his system. He was ready. Manny let out another breath. Jesus, man. This ain't a movie. You don't get to walk into the station and start blasting. They'll drop you before you even make it past the front desk. I smirked. Who said I was walking in? Manny frowned. Then how? I grabbed a black duffel bag from the floor and slung it over my good shoulder. I need a car, I said. Something with tinted windows and a fast engine. Manny sighed. I got a guy. But if you get caught in it, I won't. Right, he muttered, standing up. I'll make the call. But Calloway. I looked at him. You might not be dirty like they say, he said. But this? This is suicide. I smirked. Yeah, but it's on my terms. The plan. Everything was in motion by midnight. Manny's guy came through with an old Dodge Charger, blacked out, with enough horsepower to outrun half the city. I had one goal. Burn the whole fucking house down. But I wasn't going in blind. I'd spent 15 years inside that department. I knew its weak spots. Knew who would be on duty, who I could manipulate, and who needed to be taken off the board before I made my move. I pulled out my phone, the burner I'd stolen from Manny, dialed a number I never thought I'd call. It rang twice before the voice picked up. This is Captain Rhodes. I smiled. Hey, Cap, miss me? A pause, then a sharp intake of breath. Calloway. That's right. You've got half the force looking for you. You killed a DA, for fuck's sake. She pulled first, I said casually. I just had better aim. A long silence. Then, what do you want? I glanced at Diesel in the passenger seat. He was alert now, fully back in the fight. I want a deal, I said. Rhodes scoffed. You're in no position to negotiate. I think I am, I countered. Because if you don't give me what I want, I'm gonna walk into the station and start airing it out. You're bluffing. You want to find out? Another silence. This one longer. Finally, Rhodes sighed. What's the deal? I want Vargas. He went quiet. Captain Leon Vargas. The one who set me up. The one who made sure I took the fall while he kept his hands clean. Rhodes hesitated. That's a dangerous request, Calloway. You're either with me or against me, I said. If it's the second one, I'm coming for you next. Rhodes exhaled slowly. All right. I'll text you a location, I said. You bring Vargas. Alone. And if I don't? I smirked. Then the next bullet goes through your fucking skull. The meeting. An abandoned warehouse. Standard cliche. But it worked. Rhodes showed up at 1 a.m., just like I told him. He had Vargas with him, hands cuffed behind his back. Son of a bitch. Vargas spat as soon as he saw me. You're fucking dead, Calloway. I ignored him, looking at Rhodes. You searched him? Rhodes nodded. He's clean. Good. I stepped forward, grabbing Vargas by the collar. He grunted as I yanked him close, my lips near his ear. Did you really think I was just gonna let you set me up? I whispered. Vargas chuckled, low and ugly. You were always a rabid dog, Calloway. Only a matter of time before someone put you down. I pressed my gun against his ribs. You first. His smirk didn't waver. Go ahead. Pull the trigger. See how much worse it gets. I hesitated. And that's when everything went to hell. Gunfire erupted. A sniper shot shattered the air. Rhodes went down in an instant, blood spraying from his head. Vargas threw himself backward, knocking me off balance. I hit the ground hard, my injured shoulder screaming. Diesel barked, lunging forward. More gunfire. I rolled, gripping my gun, firing blind. Shadows moved in the distance. Vargas was gone. Motherfucker had set me up. The chase. I scrambled to my feet, ignoring the pain. Diesel was already ahead of me, tearing through the warehouse like a demon. I followed, heart hammering, blood dripping down my arm. Vargas was running. I saw him dart through the back exit, vanishing into the alley. I chased. Pain was irrelevant now. My body moved on instinct. I saw his silhouette ahead, the glint of a gun. He turned. I fired. The shot hit his leg. he screamed, collapsing onto the pavement. I was on him in an instant, shoving my knee into his chest, pressing my gun against his temple. No more games, I growled. He grinned, blood in his teeth. You're too late, Calloway. I cocked the hammer. Too late for what? He chuckled. The whole city's coming for you. I frowned. Then, a radio buzz. Multiple voices. All units, suspect located. Lethal force authorized. I looked up. Flashing lights. Sirens. A goddamn SWAT team. My grip tightened on the gun. Vargas smiled. Game over. I sucked in a breath. Diesel stood beside me, panting, blood on his muzzle. I met his eyes. And I knew. This was it. One last stand. One last shot. For justice. For Diesel. For me. Chapter 5. Rabid dogs die alone. The sirens screamed louder. Red and blue lights flashed through the darkness, bouncing off the rain-slick pavement. The SWAT team was closing in, shadows moving, boots pounding against the ground. I could hear the sharp clicks of rifles being readied. The mechanical precision of trained killers preparing to put me down like a dog in the street. Diesel was at my side, his fur matted with blood, some his, some mine, some theirs. He stood firm, his dark eyes locked onto me, waiting for a command. Waiting for me to tell him what came next. And Vargas, motherfucking Vargas, was grinning through his pain, blood leaking from the wound in his leg, his breath coming in shallow, wheezing gasps. You hear that, Calloway? He rasped. That's the sound of your grave being dug. I pressed the barrel of my gun against his temple, feeling his body twitch beneath me. Funny, I muttered. I was thinking the same thing about you. His grin didn't falter. Go ahead. Pull the trigger. See what happens. I wasn't in the mood for games. Not anymore. I cocked the hammer. And then, Calloway, drop your weapon. The command blasted through a megaphone, sharp and cutting. I didn't need to turn to know they had their rifles trained on me. Didn't need to check to know that if I so much as twitched wrong, they'd light me up like a goddamn Christmas tree. But I didn't move. Not yet. Not until I was finished. You know what's funny? I said, my voice almost calm as I kept my gun pressed against Vargas' skull. For years, I cleaned up this city for you people. Did your dirty work. Got my hands bloody, so you could pretend to be the good guys. I glanced up, locking eyes with the nearest SWAT officer. And now you're here. Hunting me like I'm the monster. No answer. Just silence. Vargas chuckled, low and ragged. Because you are the monster, Calloway. You always have been. I pressed the barrel harder. And what does that make you? He coughed, blood bubbling between his lips. Smarter. I exhaled slowly. My finger tightened on the trigger. And then I did something I never thought I would. I let go. I stepped back, my hands raising slightly. Not in surrender. Just waiting. The SWAT team tensed, their fingers hovering over their triggers. One wrong move, and I was a corpse. But Vargas? Vargas was still on the ground, bleeding. And that was the real power play. You want me? I called out. Fine. But I'm not the only problem here. I pointed at Vargas. This son of a bitch set me up. He's been running a goddamn racket under your noses for years. And you let it happen. Silence. No denials. Because they all knew. They just never cared. I turned my gaze to the lead officer. His face was unreadable behind his helmet, his rifle unwavering. Tell me something, I said voice level. How long have you been on the force? 5 years. 10. No answer. I smirked. Ever had to bend the rules to make sure a bad guy stayed locked up? Ever had to make a call that wasn't by the book because the book doesn't mean shit anymore? A flicker of hesitation. A crack in the armor. I pressed. You kill me, you make it easy. You get to write the story however you want. But if I go out in cuffs? I grinned. Then maybe some of your bosses are gonna have to start answering some really uncomfortable questions. Now they were looking at each other. Uneasy. Uncertain. That was all I needed. I moved. Fast. Too fast for them to react in time. I grabbed Vargas by the collar, yanked him up, and threw him forward. He let out a choked scream as he stumbled, right into the crossfire. The gunfire that erupted was deafening. His body jerked as the bullets tore through him, a twisted dance of death. Blood splattered against the pavement, his limbs twitching violently before he finally collapsed in a heap. Dead. I didn't have time to watch. Because the second Vargas hit the ground, I was running. The escape. Diesel was at my side, his paws pounding against the pavement, matching my stride step for step. My shoulder was screaming, every muscle in my body on fire, but I didn't stop. I couldn't. Not now. Not after everything. Bullets ripped through the air behind me, shattering glass, punching holes in brick. The SWAT team was scrambling, disorganized, caught off guard by the chaos I'd thrown into their lap. But they weren't going to let me go. Not unless I gave them a reason to stop chasing. We cut through an alley, ducking into the shadows, my mind working fast. The city was a maze. I knew every corner, every shortcut, every blind spot. If I could just. Then I saw it. My out. An underground garage. Dimly lit. Probably abandoned at this hour. I pushed forward, diesel keeping pace, our steps echoing through the empty space as we sprinted toward the lower levels. Footsteps pounded behind us. Too close. I needed a distraction. Now. I spotted an old service panel near the stairwell. Rusted. Probably unstable as hell. Perfect. I grabbed Diesel by the collar, yanking him to a stop just as I spun, firing 3 rounds into the panel. The explosion was instant. The force of it sent shockwaves through the garage, a fireball erupting as metal and debris rained down. The SWAT team halted, forced to take cover. I didn't look back. Didn't need to. We ran. Through the back exit. Out into the night. And just like that, we were gone. The end of the line. We didn't stop until we were miles away. An old junkyard. Silent. Safe. For now. Diesel collapsed beside me, exhausted but alive. I sank to the ground, my breath ragged, my body broken. I had nothing left. No badge. No backup. No future. Just one last question. What the hell do you do when there's nowhere left to run? I glanced at Diesel. He looked at me. And for the first time in a long, long time, I had no goddamn answer. Epilogue, no second chances. I didn't expect to survive that night. Didn't think I had it in me to keep going. But sometimes, life doesn't give you a choice. Sometimes, you just keep breathing because that's all you can do. I disappeared after that. Went deep underground. No name, no past, no trail to follow. And Diesel? He stayed with me. Because at the end of it all, we were the same. Two rabid dogs. Too dangerous to be left alive. Too stubborn to die. And in a world like this, that was all we had left. The end.